confidentiality is very necessary. And at times it is very necessary, again, to let members know what is happening. The reason why things are leaked is that people will be anxious to know. And where information is not given, people tend to start rumors and at the same time tend to approach certain individuals who are discussing to leak information, because there will be no formal means and ways of ensuring that the general public or what I call our core stakeholders are aware of what is happening. So the grapevine information comes from the fact that people be starved of information.
So, Mr. Nkomo, we still remember the Lancaster House talks, then there were the ZAPU-ZANU-PF talks, then the MTC-ZANU-PF talks. All those were leaked. Why does it happen that way?
People might leak information because they don't want the talks to succeed. So by leaking out information, they want to kill the talks. They are not interested in the talks that are pulling through. The other reason is to maybe gauge the mood of the public or the mood of their members. As you are saying, some of the time, these talks are secret talks between high-level party officials. Sometimes, occasionally, leaks are strategic so that the negotiators has a kind of some feedback as to what the party members or what our citizens are feeling about an issue. So the leaks might be a deliberate attempt to sabotage the talk, or there might be strategic leaks to gauge the mood.
Let's talk about these ZANU-PF MTC talks that we are told are going on. Why were they leaked?
There are quite a number of people involved in the talks. There might be people involved in the talks, and those left out might be interested in knowing. And some might be trying to put spanners to those talks and ensure that people start discussing those issues.
Some members of the ZANU-PF party are saying nothing is happening. Why do people deny that such things are going on?
It is to be expected of ZANU-PF to deny everything. I mean, ZANU-PF is not really an open party. Most of the things these days we are told about one center of power. So there is no culture of debate. There is no culture of exchanging views in ZANU-PF. Mainly, the command comes from the top and is given downwards. With a party that is not very democratic, it is expected that you can get what you're getting now.
Is that true, Mr. Ndlovu? Can you react to that?
No, I want to say it's true. The reason why people can't deny that there are talks going on is that they will not be given the authority to speak. When you are not a spokesperson of an organization, it is very improper for you to start divulging information of which you are not supposed to be divulging. So when you know that there is confidentiality and people can't ask you about things which are happening, the best answer for you to answer, especially when it comes from the press, is to tell them that nothing is happening. Because once you mention that there might be something happening, people then, or especially the press, tend to inquire much more about what is happening. Hence, people tend to say nothing is happening.
Yes, we hear that. But at the end of the day, Mr. Nkomo, do you think that if ever there are some of these talks, are they going to be beneficial to the country?
From where we are coming from, we don't think so. Remember, before the GNU, there were similar talks, but they were not secret talks. They were being brokered by President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa. And we know what actually went in there. We saw a government of national unity, of which different parties, ZANU-PF, took the opportunity of the government of national unity to re-strategize and re-energize its machinery to make sure that it pushes out the opposition for good. So for this time around, for the talks to succeed, because my understanding of the talks is for people to work together. I don't foresee a situation whereby ZANU-PF will willingly give up their overwhelming majority in parliament to work with the opposition.
Mr. Ndlovu, perhaps you can respond to this, because the economy is a problem right now. So are these talks going to solve anything in terms of rescuing the economy from sliding further, you know?
No, you see, like I'm saying, okay, talks. I'm not aware about the talks. And for me to say there will be talks or there are talks going on to solve the economy from where it is would be lying, because I don't even know that there are talks going on. All I know, I've heard, of course, politicians talking about talks and people denying that requirement of national unity. For the first time, well, the hint I got was from the president of MTC, Mr. Makin Tsvangirai, when he said there will be no government of national unity. Now, as if someone had said there will be a government of national unity. So what I know is that as Zimbabweans, if there is a need to talk, to correct certain things or to put forward ideas from any quarters, I'm sure those ideas will be welcome.